Moving on to other news now. This hour, a monitoring group says ISIL terrorists are fighting al-Qaeda linked Nusra Front and allied militant forces in northern Syria. According to the so-called Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, the terrorists are fighting over control of four villages in Aleppo province. They're located in a strategic location along the militant supply line from Turkey. UK-based opposition source said ISIL began its assault using two bombers on Saturday night. At least 10 terrorists and 18 militants were killed in the clashes. Let's cross over to New York and joined by Middle East expert, Mr. James Petras. Thank you so much for being with us. So what do you make now of the situation? It seems that we're continually looking at these different groups fighting and infighting, actually, inside of Syria. Now we see a situation where al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, seems to be fighting against now what we're looking at is ISIL. What do you attribute this to?
Well, I think, first of all, that the Nusra is just as much a terrorist group as ISIL. And the difference is that the Turkish government up to now has been collaborating with ISIL, basically in regard to ISIL's fighting with the Kurdish movements in both Syria and in Iraq. And I think the confusion is largely because the Turks now have decided to engage in some warfare with the ISIL. However, I think the proportions are distorted. For every 100 attacks that the Turks have launched against the Kurds, they've launched two attacks against ISIL. And I think the American position is now much more favorable to Turkey's participation because they both share a desire to attack the Syrian government of President Assad. So you have now the United States joining with Turkey and indirectly backing ISIL as well as Nusra. And so you have the United States and Turkey backing one or another or both of the terrorist groups which are engaged in warfare in Syria. So this very complex, contradictory, and confusing picture is devastating on the Syrian people. And their only protection is essentially Hezbollah and the Syrian government, which is under attack now not only from internal terrorists, but from external terrorists, namely the United States and its bombing missions in Syria, which is, in effect, a war against the Syrian people. And I think this is the great tragedy, is that the Syrian people are paying an enormous price in terms of their survival because the United States and Turkey have their own political agenda here, which is essentially to overthrow the Syrian government. But who knows who will replace it? As we saw in Libya, there are factions across the spectrum engaged in a permanent war against each other, a Hobbesian war, a war of the jungle, in which there is no clear good guys versus bad guys. It's the Syrian government trying to uphold some form of order and security against this crusade, which has pits the United States and Turkey on the side of different terrorist factions. And this
Mr. Petras, let me just jump in here. I don't have a whole lot of time.
Situation.
So sorry, sir. Sorry to interrupt you. Not a whole lot of time. But Mr. Petras, with the situation, as you said, that the United States and Turkey, basically their goal is to overthrow the Syrian government at the expense of the Syrian people, which they have been trying to do for now 4 years and obviously have not been successful. What will it take for them to change course? Is it not important for them, the loss of civilian life that's happening on a daily basis? Now in Syria, they have seen time and time and time again, the entities that they have supported actually are extremist entities themselves and have turned on the Syrian people. So what will it take?
Well, I think it would take a major political change, both in Turkey and in the United States, which is not on the agenda. The opposition in the United States, the Republican Party, is actually more involved with supporting terrorists and directly intervening. Obama has stolen their program by essentially becoming directly involved through its air power and advisors on the ground in Syria. Turkey has declared now that it will engage in Syria. So I think the situation is worsening rather than improving, because previously you had proxies, a U.S. Backed Nusra and the so-called moderate opposition, which is indistinguishable from the terrorists.
Okay.
Now the U.S. is directly involved. This is an escalation, not a withdrawal. I think the situation
is going to get worse. Mr. Petras, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but we're out of time. I appreciate you being with us, Mr. James Petras, Middle East expert out of New York.